It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
And a happy Wednesday to you. This is Speak Out 2.0, Larry Toonforce live from the Laughlin Mall. Hope you're having a good afternoon. It's a beautiful day outside, and of course, everybody in Laughlin's getting ready for the Harley Run. And the show each day, Speak Out 2.0, is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, and Eugene Williams Consulting here in Laughlin. And again, let me throw out the phone number. Our first guest today is Robert DeFries, who is the Kingman Chief of Police. Robert's in studio. If you have any questions, you can call 702-298-1063. And Chief, how's your day?
Great, Larry. I really appreciate the chance to come down and talk to you.
Well, I'm glad you could take the time out to come down. So what's new with Kingman Police Department?
A lot of things. A lot of things. Obviously, it's the budget time of year. It is for anybody involved in government work right now.
Yeah, this is the time, huh?
So
sharpen your pencils. And
we've been sharpening pencils since November. We begin early and try to be ahead of the curve as best we can.
And then you go before council and present, or do you just go to the city manager and present?
We do both.
Okay.
We do our initial review with the city manager and finance, and he then brings those recommendations forward, and we then go before the mayor and the council.
Does he give you an idea of you get 2% more than last year, or you better count on 5% less, or
it depends upon the year.
Yeah,
as to what revenues have
right.
been at that time, but a lot of it also is based upon trying to meet what the strategic plan is for the council and what priorities they're setting would be how the budget is going to be based.
And you've been chief for how long?
Been here for just about 16 years now.
16 years.
Yes.
Is Rusty biting at the bit?
Well, Rusty is deputy chief, and Evan Coonert is our other deputy chief that we were able to bring on board in this past fiscal year.
Oh, great. So you have two deputy chiefs.
We do, which is a little different for our size agency, and technically their rank would be captain and or deputy chief. When in the budget times, the lean times, what we had is we lost one of our captain positions.
Ah.
So I caught Rusty on an off day and told him, hey, I've got a great deal for you. We're going to promote you to deputy chief, but it doesn't come with any pay. Just more work.
And a new badge. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. So now, are you in the drop, or are you looking at a time when you're going to say,
I'm looking at a time.
You are? Okay.
I'm looking at a time. Quiet. But I am not in the drop system.
Oh, okay. All right. So now, the biggest thing that I hear from law enforcement everywhere, and Doug Schuster comes in here from the sheriff's office, and actually tomorrow the Bullhead chief will be here too, it's hard to hire people.
Extremely hard to hire people right now.
And when you hire somebody, they come in and, you got to do a test, and you got to do a background, and then you got to try to put them through an academy. And too many people at some point in that process fail or drop out.
Absolutely, and I think most people are not aware that actually the hiring process for a police officer is just about 1 year from the time of advertising to, as you say, going through all of the testing aspects, the academy, and then field training is just about 1 year. So we have to continually be looking ahead and trying to plan accordingly. And then when you're having a difficult time, not just here, but nationally, attracting individuals that want to get into law enforcement,
right.
It's difficult.
And it's not a job, it's a career.
It is a career.
And so you're looking for somebody to come in their early 20s and realize that they're going to spend 25 or 30 years here and have a good career with a good foundation and a good job, but they've got to meet all those requirements to walk in the door.
Absolutely. And law enforcement, unfortunately, over the last several years hasn't been painted in the best light. Some of it deserved,
right.
Some of it not necessarily so deserved, but So we have to overcome that and try to put our best foot forward and attract the best candidates. And that's one of the things we have stood by in our agency is we're not changing our standards. Our standards are going to remain the same.
Right.
I would rather run short than to have individuals out there that don't meet our expectations.
Exactly. And now, are you guys, do you guys wear cameras in Kingman?
We are. We are 100% body cameras.
Oh, okay. So that helps your agency, and it kind of helps the officer too, doesn't it?
It does. There's no doubt that it works both ways.
Yeah.
But the complaints against officers have dropped significantly.
Because they know that they're being videotaped.
People will call with concerns, and we'll tell them, come on in, and we'll look at the tape. And yep. A lot of times they don't show up. But at the same time, it also keeps the officer accountable in regards
right.
to their actions.
I remember the first Bullhead chief, and I don't remember his name, but when he came on board, he issued everybody those little tape recorders.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you'll record every traffic stop. And, you know, it was as if they had the chief standing behind them when they were doing a traffic stop that way. And so it's that way now with a camera. It's as if your chief or your supervisor is standing right behind you, watching you when you're writing that person a ticket or asking them to slow down or a warning or whatever. You know.
And I think the apprehensions that officers originally had are gone because now yeah. they want that camera. They want to make sure it's operating and it's functional whenever they're involved in any type of incident.
Because 9 times out of 10, it covers them more than anything.
Absolutely.
You know, the false accusations or he hit me 3 times and it was only once or whatever the case may be. So now when you hire your guys, you put them through this. Don't we have a regional academy up here?
We do. And that's one thing that we're extremely proud of up and down the river. And that's the Western Arizona Law Enforcement Training Academy.
And where's that? That's locally.
It is located in Lake Havasu. And we began that endeavor back in 2005. We actually, all of the departments got together and talked about what we could do in regards to lowering our costs for training. And we formed at that time all of the agencies in Mojave and La Paz an association and created a training consortium. Then we began to look at the opportunities to expand and do our own academy. It was met with some, I think, serious doubt
right.
out of Phoenix.
Of course.
They indicated that they didn't think we had the wherewithal to put Academy together and keep it going.
Right.
And they felt we didn't have the cadre of instructors.
Yep.
Well, tell us we can't do something and we'll prove you wrong. And proud to say that our Class 24 is currently underway.
Wow.
Down in Lake Havasu. And we have one of the top academic-rated academies. And that is all brought about by the cadre of instructors we have here from all local agencies.
I was going to say, and then do you all share in that instruction? I mean, with the sheriff's office and DPS and the 3 police departments? And
We do. And everybody has their share. The three cities, Kingman, Havasu, Bullhead, are the primary that are
right.
involved with it. But it's been a tremendous asset for us. And as I was telling you earlier,
yeah.
we just opened a satellite facility for the academy that we're very proud of.
Okay. Explain that.
If you remember a few years ago, the state legislature funded 8 state-of-the-art simulators, firearm simulators
right.
for law enforcement. We were fortunate enough to be able to obtain one for our area.
Oh, good.
Well, we didn't have a place to put it. So we had been stashing our RICO dollars, drug seizure dollars, in hopes of building a facility. And last year when interagency went under in Lake Havasu, that building was owned by the city of Lake Havasu.
Ah.
We worked with them. They've provided us with a building. We totally renovated and retrofitted the building with half of it for the simulator and the other half to accommodate another need that we had for many years, and that was a good space for defensive tactics.
Oh, okay.
That All entire right. facility is state-of-the-art, and it's up and operational now, and I'm very proud to say
I was going
to
say, I can tell by the look on your face how proud you are of this.
Well, the neat part about this is there's zero taxpayer money invested. Everything that we did with that facility was through RICO drug seizure dollars. So
okay.
we took it from the drug dealers and put it back into career enhancement.
And when you say we, you're talking about all 3 of the cities? Yes, this is not just Kingman Police Department, but all 3 of the cities working together to make that happen?
Yes, this is Magnet. This is our regional
okay.
task force
yeah.
that is involved with the criminal drug trafficking. And those seizures that they're making and hitting the drug dealers, we're taking those funds, their proceeds,
right.
and we're putting it back to work.
Which by state law, you're allowed to do that.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
How much money are we talking?
That facility is just over $200,000 that we put into the facility.
All that you took from drug money.
Correct.
So next time I see somebody that's high, should I shake his hand and say, the police department thanks you for,
You may want to, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Wow. So all these druggies that lose their car or the building that they stored the pot in or whatever, all that goes into the RICO fund, which paid for this facility.
Correct.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. I like that. So now this Saturday, your Explorers have a car wash coming up.
We do. And our Explorers are from age 15 to 21. And they're individuals in the community, in the region, that are interested in pursuing a law enforcement career. Great group of kids.
And there now, how many of those are you grooming to wear a badge after they're 21?
Every one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Every one of them.
Good.
And the challenge we have, and in the past we had positions where we could hire them when they graduated from high school. And then they would work for the agency part-time. And the other part-time, we were encouraging them to get into college to further their education. And then when they were 21, our goal was to move them right into the police academy. And unfortunately, in the lean times, that was one of the positions that we did lose. Yeah. But we're hopeful to be able to get that back. But one of them is a classic example, is graduating from high school. One of our Explorers wants to go into the career. We are fortunate where we had an administrative secretary position open up.
Oh, okay.
And she is involved with that. We hired her. And she's still involved with the Explorer program and targeting the police academy as soon as she turns 21.
Wow. So then she'll leave that secretary position and start the academy in Havasu?
Absolutely.
Wow. That's good.
So
that's great.
We're grooming them from within, and they are our future, and that's the way we view it. But this Saturday, they're doing a car wash from 8 to 12 at the police department. People may wonder, well, why are they doing a fundraiser? And that's a great question, because we provide their uniforms. We provide them with everything, but it's the extra things for them to be able to go to competitions that we can't fund.
Right.
So we try to have them go to a regional competition somewhere in the Southwest area.
Okay.
And that's what they're raising funds for now, to go out and show and enhance their skills competing with other Explorer units from across the country.
Right. And now, do they get to ride with your troops?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep, they do ride-alongs. They do one big thing that we do is with the parade up by us for Andy Devine Days, we were able to save a significant amount of overtime because we scaled back officers, and we now have our volunteers and our Explorers out helping on the intersections.
Oh,
it
okay.
gives them the experience,
right.
And it saves us in regards to taxpayer funds.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Now, like you were talking about the young lady who's in the secretary position, but she's still an Explorer,
mm-hmm.
waiting to turn 21, probably biting at the bit. She already knows a lot about your police department.
Absolutely.
So when she goes to the academy to learn all about being a cop, when she comes back, she's going to walk in to field training and already know quite a bit.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that's really valuable, I think, with these types of programs, is they're very well-versed. They learn the department from the inside out, so they have a greater respect for what the individuals in records are doing or in dispatch,
yeah.
in neighborhood services, code enforcement, because they've walked in those shoes and they have a better understanding than someone who hasn't had that exposure.
And the average person in the public, they don't see that part behind the doors, like you said, the records and whatnot. And when we were talking about the cameras, there's a lot of records with the cameras, isn't there? A
significant amount,
yeah.
And how ironic we talk about them when it's Administrative Professionals Day. And they are the backbone for everything that we do. And we're very, very fortunate by us. We have a tremendous team in place.
We just had one of the ladies with Bohepi that does that speak at our Kiwanis Club. And a lot of people sitting there going, really? They don't know about that. They don't know about the records and evidence and all that these people maintain and secure for who knows how long.
Well, the neat part about what's going on in ours right now is it's going to be another first. And we are in the process of transitioning to a new records management system, which tracks everything and anything we're involved with.
Okay.
But we're going to the exact same system that Bullhead PD has. For the first time ever, we're going to be able to share records with Bullhead PD. We can communicate and
wow.
share that data that has never been available before.
My son's an L.A. County deputy, and he works in a department. There's only three of them. There's a sergeant and two deputies. And they work with some kind of system, a computer system, mm-hmm. that allows them to talk to your department, that allows Correct. All these agencies to talk to each other.
Yes.
So if the sheriff's office, you know, was to arrest a guy for a burglary, and he had a long ponytail and a tattoo of a heart on his neck, and he gave an address of Kingman, that they can talk to your agency and say, hey, do you know this guy? He has this ponytail. He has this tattoo of a heart. And all of a sudden, Kingman goes, yeah, we know him. We're looking for him for two burglaries here.
Absolutely.
And so it allows you guys to do all that. You know, my son works in that division of the sheriff's office.
Yeah, and the systems that we have now that with the records management, we'll be able to go even deeper with Bullhead PD. We'll be able to pull up and view a lot of their records, and they can do the same with us.
Oh, good.
Because the individuals that right now like to travel back and forth and,
yeah, they do.
And do their criminal traits, we're going to have a lot better records to be able to track exactly what's going on.
Well, that's great. That's great. Chief, let us take a break here,
sure.
And we'll be back in a moment, and we'll wrap this up. Stick around. This is Speak Out 2.0.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Are you a business owner thinking about doing business in Nevada? Are you aware you can't legally conduct business in Nevada unless your business license is posted? Thanks to Eugene Williams Consulting, you can satisfy the posting requirement without paying for office space. Eugene will solve your legal limbo, provide mail forwarding services, free notary public, discount Google business listing, and more for only $50 a month. Don't risk your livelihood on not knowing the law. Call Eugene, 702-299-0511.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
Not everyone requires the same dosage of prescribed medication. Tony Liska of the Apothecary Shop is the expert to compounding medicine. This is a specialized process creating each remedy based on the patient. This treats the condition more effectively and reduces the occurrence of side effects. It's easy to have your prescriptions transferred to the Apothecary Shop, where it's limited waiting and one-on-one service. The Apothecary Shop is just around the corner on Mesquite Avenue, caring for you and about you. The Apothecary Shop.
And we're back at Speak Out 2.0. I am Larry Toonforce, live from the Laughlin Mall, and we're with Chief Robert DeFries. The show is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, and Eugene Williams Consulting here in Laughlin. So, Chief, you were talking during the break about a city expo that's going to be happening.
Yeah, for the first time ever, the new city manager, Mr. Ron Foggin, has expressed a desire to have a citywide expo, and that's going to be held on May 30th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and it's going to be every city department will have some form of a display or booth that'll be available, so you're getting your chance to find out anything and everything you ever wanted to know about Kingman that's going to be in one block area.
Wow, that's kind of different, isn't it?
It is, and we're anxious to get it off the ground, and we've got a committee that's working on it so that we can really put together – something that we hope we'll be able to carry over for quite a few years.
Okay. And, see, I've been to your police department many times for meetings, but I don't even know where Kingman City Hall is.
It's downtown, and where the City Expo is going to be, I think most people would know. It's going to be right by the Arch, by Locomotive Veterans Park, and we'll be on Beale Street in between Grandview and First Street.
Okay. You're going to shut down the street?
We're going to close it down for 3 hours. Good. Have a good time showcasing everything that
plenty
the city
does. Plenty of parking
does.
Around the area for everybody to come and
we
check
hope so.
It out.
We would love to have a parking problem.
Yeah, that's the way that goes, huh? We would love to have a parking problem. So that's 4 to 7 on the 30th. What else have we missed today, Chief?
Boy, there's a lot of things that are going on in the community. I think we touched a little bit about the texting and driving that's coming. Now, we've had that citywide ordinance in effect for 3 years now.
So even though we don't have one in Bullhead or Fort Mojave or the county, you can't hold your phone in Kingman?
That is correct.
Okay.
Can't be texting or talking on the phone and driving. It's hands-free ordinance.
Hands-free, yeah.
And we've been working over the course of 3 years trying to change driver habits. You know,
right.
And there was some question as to why aren't we writing more tickets? Because that can be a revenue source. Well, law enforcement should not be
the revenue source,
a revenue generator by any means. Our job is to try and change driver habits.
Right.
And typically the officers have their discretion, whether it's going to be a verbal, a written, or a citation, and it's based upon the situation and the individuals.
And a lot of that starts with the attitude of the person they pull over.
It can.
Is it
absolutely.
A pleasant attitude or is it an aggressive attitude? If it's an aggressive attitude, you're probably going to get a ticket. But if you are kind and you are as nice to the officer as they are to you and respectful and give them the license and the registration, and you know, it's probably going to go pretty easy for you.
And it's their officers are judging that contact as to how they're going to gauge it and trying to change that individual's behavior.
Right. So, and last week we had Sergeant Gilman on from Bullhead PD talking about distracted driving, because I think last week was Distracted Driving Week.
Correct.
Nationally. And he talked about it's not just the phones. It's, you know, combing their hair or eating and drinking and everything else.
It seems like as people get into the cars, the driving has become the lesser of the activities.
The priorities,
that they're
involved
in, yes. And when you realize, and when we talk to people too, I don't think there's a person out there that hasn't had a close call with someone who was distracted by their phone.
I had to laugh a couple of weeks ago. I passed a guy, and I don't know, I just glanced over, and he was licking an envelope with both hands. And I was like, oh, my God, you know. You couldn't have waited until you got to a red light to do that? You know, but yeah, it's crazy what people do behind the wheel.
We've become a very impatient, aggressive society.
Well, and part of that is the cell phone fault, because we're so quick to text and quick to respond and quick to, you know, I remember at the fire department, the reason I got my first cell phone personally was so I could have my emails and answer an email from anywhere, you know, in town. And everything has to be instantaneously.
It does. And I don't want to outdate myself here, but I remember the bag phones in law enforcement when we first got them, and the sergeant would give it to you and tell you, but don't use it because it's too expensive.
Yeah. I remember when we had radio phones at Bullhead Fire, and every month I would be called in the chief's office because my bill was the highest. I said, I'm your public information officer. You want mine to be high. I don't want it this high. And I think Bill Wagner ended up with a couple gray hairs because of me, you know, and we lived it through it. Chief,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming down. It's a long way to come down here, but I think you told a lot of people about new things going on, not just in Kingman, but in the county. Gail Moscato walked in and said, wow, she didn't know there was an academy in Lake Havasu City. That's got to save everybody a lot of money.
It does. It's a significant amount. Plus, we're training them according to what's going to be the values here in the river area, because
right.
how they train in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
And
totally
how
different.
We operate here in Mojave County, La Paz, and now Yuma County, totally different.
Yeah, because I know I did a test recently with a Kingman officer and a Bullhead officer and a Havasu, and none of them can spell high-rise.
Yes.
No one don't know what a high-rise is, which is a good thing.
We'll take that.
Chief, thanks so much for coming in. We'll be back in a moment. This is Speak Out 2.0, and Gail Moscato will be behind the microphone.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swanee Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswanneehyundai.net.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
This is Debbie Pennington with your Better Business Bureau. Did you know BBB offers educational presentations to businesses and consumer groups? Scams, internet safety, and identity theft are just some of the topics covered by BBB. We also share how to research a business and how to submit a customer review. We even have programs and scholarships for students. Call your Better Business Bureau at 928-302-3701 to schedule a presentation today. Again, that's 928-302-3701.
This is Herb from Herb's Herbs. We need to raise the bar on our choices in life. Life is a gift, and we need to take care of ourselves. Take charge of your health at Herb's Herbs. The knowledgeable and experienced staff at Herb's Herbs will guide you in the right direction to ensure you get healthier this year. Herb's Herbs has the largest selection of supplements in the area. We also carry organic produce, keto products. Oh, and don't forget our organic juice bar, the best. You will always save at Herb's Herbs, Main Street, Lake Havasu.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking-price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine covers, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
And we're back with Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce, and it's Harley Week here, and so the boulevard out there, or Casino Drive, is starting to get heavy in traffic and pick up a little bit. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Shred for your secure document protection. If you've got business, if you do a business and you take credit cards and whatnot and receipts, you need to protect those, and especially those numbers of your customers. So call Randy at Mojave Shred if you have any questions. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where they have the Co-op Connection Card, which saves you money everywhere you go. So you should have one of those. If you don't, you want to stop by their office on Hancock Road and pick one up. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any car in the lot, of course, and the salesperson will help you with that. And you can also order a brand new Hyundai for under $30,000. Eugene Consulting here in Laughlin, Eugene Williams Consulting. And if you've got a business and you need help with it, Eugene Williams is the guy to call. Next in the studio, we have Gail Moscato. Hi, Gail.
Hey, Larry. How are you?
Good. I've known Gail forever. And Gail is the owner of Don Williams Jewelers.
I am. I think August will be 35 years I'll have been there.
35 years.
And I've known you almost that whole time because I met you when I first started there.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
my gosh. I was working there then. I think I've owned it about the last 20.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, huh? Things have changed, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. A long time.
It has been.
A long time. So you're located in the Dakota Plaza. Is it still called Dakota Plaza?
It still is called the Dakota Plaza after all these years, after the gentleman that built it from Pierce, South Dakota.
Yeah. Gail.
Yeah.
His name was Gail.
And his name was Gail Miller, and I started with him at the jewelry store, and it was Detman Miller Jewelers.
Right.
And I began as a sales associate there,
Then Don Williams bought it.
Yeah, I took a class at Mojave Community College to learn how to do jewelry work, to do soldering, sizing, and Don Williams was my teacher. And Gail Miller really wanted to retire. He was an older gentleman, and he spoke to Don, and Don took over.
He was already in a wheelchair.
He was handicapped.
The whole time he was in Bullhead,
he was handicapped, And he wanted to get out of the business, and Don really wanted to leave the college. I don't think it was challenging and stuff to him anymore. He was really a master jeweler, Don Williams. I'm telling you, he did fabulous work. So he took over, and I said, well, what do you want to do with me? Are you going to keep me, or am I going? And he said, absolutely. You run it, and I'll do the jewelry work.
Wow.
So we had a great combination together, didn't we, where he sat and did the jewelry work, and I would order all his findings and run the store, and he could just sit and do what he was really great at.
Perfect.
Yeah, so
Perfect.
It was a great, great partnership.
And then how long did he have it before you said,
Gosh,
get out of here, I'm buying it from
I
you?
I know. When he told me he was leaving, it scared me to death. I didn't think the store would survive without him. I truly didn't.
Wow.
Yeah, it
but
scared
it did.
Me. It did, and he explained to me that I was more kind of the face of Don Williams Jewelers, because the customers really dealt with me.
Uh-huh.
You know, he came out occasionally, but he was in the back at the bench and stuff. So he, and then I thought, well, what do I have to lose? If it doesn't succeed, I have to get another job and close it, or I have to get another job now because I'm leaving. So, I mean, what was the, you know, I might as well give it a shot.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I did, is I went ahead and took it over, and I kept the name. I kept the name kind of for a few reasons. Is Don Williams, I feel, gave me a great gift in allowing me to take over the store.
Right.
He made it feasible for me.
And he kind of set you up for that.
He did.
You know, without,
he really did.
Without you knowing it.
He really did. He really did. That is so true.
Yeah.
And I think by keeping it his name, it kept me, I don't want to say humble a little bit, but it kept me realizing the caliber that I had to keep the store. Because someone very important in my life's name was on there.
Right.
And I felt like I would never let him down. So I think that was real important to me.
And when you had your 30th party, Ann Williams showed up.
She did, and her daughter, Brooke.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so cool.
It was. It was a great big party there. Almost.
Yeah, way
fun. So many of your customers that had come in.
Over the years and stuff. That was so cool and so much fun. Hard to believe. And then my sister, I have actually two sisters, but I have one sister named Lynn who actually has Heritage Salon, and it was her 30th anniversary also, so we kind of combined it. What a great thing for two sisters.
Right. Fantastic. And then now you still have some guys in town that will call you and say, my wife's birthday's Tuesday, I need something.
A lot of them do that. That is so true. That's a lot of them. I think one thing I really love is that they trust me enough to kind of guide them in things to purchase for her.
Well, and most of them, you know the wife.
I do.
And so you kind of have a pretty good idea what that wife would like or not. And I won't use any names.
Right.
I don't want to throw any guys under the bus.
No.
But
no.
There's a lot of guys that do that, huh?
There is. And sometimes the wife will come in prior and give me a little shopping list.
Oh, so she knows where he could, yeah.
So she, when he does come in, then I'll say, well, we've kind of had a little talk, and I'll bring a few little items out and kind of help him along just
so
a bit.
So his secret's out of the bag.
Yeah, secret is out of the bag, that's for sure.
But that's, you know, but in reality, that is so simplistic and so perfect that she's going to get what she wanted.
True.
He's going to call you and trust you, like you said, trust you that you're going to pick out that piece of jewelry that she wants.
Yeah.
And then he's going to come in and pay you, and he's going to be a hero.
Yes, and she's wonderfully happy. It's just a great thing. And I think it's so cool, too. I think one of the things I really love about the jewelry business, very emotional, obviously, attachments to it, is I always think, especially for Christmas, is like Christmas morning, I kind of know who's opening quite a few lovely, wonderful things.
Wow.
So I kind of think that morning as I'm sitting there with coffee going, oh my gosh, someone's opening this fabulous pair of earrings and this other. I just think it's such a great, cool thing. So I enjoy that so much.
So you get all that warmth.
I do.
All these different
I
women
do.
In our area.
And I know that they're getting it. And they may even come in prior. Of course, can't say a word. And I'll be thinking to myself, oh my gosh, you have no idea what it is you're going to get and stuff. So
now, how many women call you and say, my husband needs a ring?
Sometimes for really special anniversaries and stuff, the women will do it. Like you've got a 25th wedding anniversary, she wants something very particular for him, like a particular ring, a particular stone. She'll call me for those types of things, I think. I think the gentleman is more for my guidance. A woman seems to have a little bit more of the touch. She does. She's a little more in tune to that.
Guys don't know.
They don't know. Guys
don't
know.
We don't have a clue. I mean, that, and that's why we trust you, you know. I need this, I need that, I need this.
Right.
I need,
steer me in the right direction, please.
And then you make custom things, too.
We do. We still take, like, the biggest thing you'll want to do is people inherit, let's say, jewelry from grandparents, from loved ones.
Right.
And they want to take it and keep the stones, but they want to make it their own.
Right.
You know, they just, it's not the style, it's not for them, but they want to make sure they keep that sentiment.
Yeah.
So they'll take those stones, and you can even take the gold for casting and make it into something that's for them. But it kind of is a little bit of both of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is the loved one, and then it's them, too, so it's a great combination.
Well, my wife is a chiropractor, and
right?
So, you know, and nurse now, but I had you make a little heart that said Dr. J in it.
Yeah.
And the J was dotted with a diamond.
Yes.
And she wears it every day. Still.
See?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So
yeah.
It's look how personal that is. It's
yeah.
such a personal gift.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking for when we're looking for really nice jewelry.
Right, right. Okay. I like it. But now, while you're doing all this,
yeah.
you decided to form a nonprofit called Saint.
Yeah, I'm that crazy to do that and stuff. You know, at first I had been approached by other organizations to join, and I was in the middle of the leadership class here.
Okay.
And I really loved that class. I have to say that Olivia McCormick headed it up when I was there, and I enjoyed it so much, even after living here 40 years.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to get involved in anything till I completed the leadership course. I didn't think I had all of the tools I needed to be a good leader.
Okay.
I just didn't. Even though I was a business owner, I think I needed more tools. So I just finished leadership class, and a couple women approached me and said that they really wanted to do an animal welfare organization, and animals all my life has been extremely important.
Wow.
So it was 2009, and I think there was about six of us sat around the table at Perkins, and it began.
Yeah?
Yeah.
10 years.
It's been 10 years since yeah. we began. It's hard to believe. And, you know, we've come such a long... Sometimes I can't hardly believe it. I have to pinch myself because, I mean, when it first started, we were at a kitchen table and, you know, it was very small. No one heard of us. No one knew about us.
Right.
We had so many animals in boarding facilities costing us a fortune. And,
yeah.
It's just changed a lot. The support of the community and stuff, it's just changed tremendously.
So SAINT stands for...
Saving Animals in Need Together. And
okay.
It's the together. I think it would not work without the together.
Okay. So what exactly does SAINT do?
SAINT's mission is to improve the quality of pets' life through service programs and education.
Okay.
And I think those are the ways we can actually make a difference. We need both. We certainly need the programs. We operate four of them. And then we recently started the education of our young. We're at Sunrise Elementary now.
Okay.
And we have a volunteer director, and we actually are teaching the young of today what it is to be a responsible pet owner. And I think that's another way we're going to change things, isn't it? They're going to grow older and realize
yeah.
what's all involved. And they also go home and talk to their parents about it, too.
Right.
So
right.
I think that's a win-win for us. That was a great thing to get the curriculum together. I was very proud of that.
Well, and in that, too, you've got to realize that kids now probably have a better relationship with their own pets at their house.
True.
You know.
True. And then look at all the shows on today. I mean, when I grew up, there was never the amount of shows that educated us about animals in
yeah.
general. Now you have a whole show, Animal Planet, for gosh sakes,
yeah.
and you have vet shows. And kids today can really learn a lot just from watching their televisions
well,
today.
Well, and you walk into any veteran office, and as you're waiting out there, they've got videos
yep.
informing you of care and,
yes.
and products, too, but... You know, a lot of it is how to care for your pets. And
true.
You know,
I don't remember that when I was young. We always had pets, but, you know, Larry, I don't remember all that happening
no.
when I was young.
You know, when I was a kid growing up in Lakewood, California, my pet lived in the backyard. My dog was not
see?
An inside door
right.
dog. It came in the house once in a great while.
Right.
You know, because in those days, parents didn't trust a pet not to potty in the house.
Right.
So the dog was always outside.
Right, right.
You know, it slept in the garage on,
right.
on a bed.
Right,
you know,
right.
But, yeah.
The garage, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Things have changed.
In those days, the garage is in the backyard.
Yes.
You know, and
yep.
so, but that's how I grew up. And then, you know, even my first dog that I had here in Bullhead was an outdoor dog.
Right.
I was, you know, taught by my parents.
Sure.
And then we put in a dog door, and we would let it come in, you know, and stuff. And the funniest thing is, I had grass in my backyard in Bullhead City. What an idiot. But I had grass in my backyard in Bullhead. And I would come home from the fire department, and this dog would dig a big hole in my grass.
Oh.
And I was like,
whoa. What are you doing?
I was so – but it took me a while for the dog to teach me – I'm a slow learner – that – it's 80 degrees out, and he was looking for a cool spot.
And digging down, did it?
Yeah. And so eventually what I did was because I had a sprinkler system in, on the side of my house, my dining room sticks out a little bit, and so is my fireplace. So I took that area in between, and I built a sandbox for my dog, and I tapped a sprinkler into it.
Oh,
and
great.
It got wet 4 times a day.
And that kept the dog cool.
Yeah. And he realized that was for him.
Right.
And it got wet because he could move that sand around and always find more wet sand
underneath.
Sure. And I put when I built it, I put a piece of sheet metal underneath it so the water didn't go into the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it stayed in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought that was the greatest thing in the world.
Absolutely.
That was his. You know, we'd walk on the backyard, be looking for him. Where's he at? He's over there laying in the sand. You know, and meanwhile, he'd move sand around in there and everything.
It was his own personal sandbox.
Yeah, it was the greatest thing. I couldn't believe I did that. Until neighborhood cats would go and go, hey,
oh, yeah,
look at
go
that.
To the, yeah. Look at that box.
Yeah, look at that. Well, I can go anywhere in there. Oh, it was crazy, crazy. Now, how can the community help Saint?
I think there's a few things. You know, I always write a little wish list, because why shouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, some of the things that Saint wishes for, first and foremost, is more fosters. Fosters are people that open their homes and their hearts to animals that are without homes, and they are the first line before they go to the forever home.
Okay.
They are the ones that take a dog who has been broken in some ways, whether
right.
medically or emotionally, and start the journey in getting that dog ready for its new home.
Wow.
If without them, we would never, because we are a foster-based organization. We do not
right.
have a boarding facility. I got to make sure people understand that.
Yeah.
I can't take a pet in unless there's a place for it to go.
Right.
So they go into the foster system. We take care of all the medical, the food while it's there. They're just strictly giving it the love, the home, and some training to be able to get these dogs to come back to life sometimes, to be truthful.
Okay. Right.
And then, of course, there's the failed fosters, and that's
right.
fine. We
yeah.
we don't mind that. If they choose to keep and love the animal, then, gosh, that's wonderful, too. But we need more fosters, people. We can't help these animals unless you will open your hearts and
right.
things to these animals in need. So that's one really big thing we need. I think another thing that we need terribly is we need a transport vehicle.
Oh, okay.
And it's for us to be able to take crates and things and transport animals to either vets for emergency care or into your Kingman area, because you have low-cost spay and neuter there.
Okay.
And we take many, many animals there, not only for spay and neuter, but for emergency care. It's 30 miles each way. And
yeah.
we're obviously using our own vehicles and things, but we can't do multiple animals a lot of times. Our cars just can't do it. So
you need a van.
We are looking for a van, guys. Come on. I mean, there's got to be one of our car dealers or something that has a van that they, you know, want to donate or something. So, you know, we're really looking for something like that. Would be a wonderful gift to the organization.
Have you gone around Bullhead and talked to some of the car dealers?
I think Nikki Reagan, she's the head of our marketing, I think she
okay.
has spoken to a few of them. I actually was going to see about, sometimes I see vans going that transport from our casinos to our airport,
right.
you know, their vans, and eventually they retire the vans, I believe, to get new ones and things.
Right.
I'm wondering out there, what are they doing with these retired vans?
Because oh, okay.
I could take the seats out, right?
Yep.
Crates could slide in. And
yeah.
I thought that, gosh almighty, one of these casinos could maybe donate one of their old vans to us when they buy a new one.
Very possible.
So I'm kind of asking out there,
so
guys.
That's your big wish.
That is my big wish.
Yeah. But then you do fundraisers, too.
We do a lot of fundraising, because everything we do, we're 8 volunteers on the board. And probably maybe a dozen volunteers run these 4 programs, and it's a lot. So we fundraise constantly. Like, we just got done with, on Saturday, Woofstock at the community
right.
park. We were there. We're getting ready for what's called Yappy Hour in May.
And you do a lot of those.
We do those every
yeah.
3 months, because we bring in a guest speaker.
Okay.
And we bring in someone that's going to speak on the behalf or a topic of animals. And so people can ask questions. And then we even had, when the two mayors were out, we actually had them come and speak about animal topics in our area and where do they see the community going in animal welfare.
Because you work a lot with animal control, right?
I actually do, and Saint, we're the first organization that has an agreement with Animal Care and Welfare to adopt animals. It's been about just about a year we've had the agreement. And it's worked out very well because the agreement puts everything really in writing so both sides know exactly how the adoption process takes place. Very simple, and it makes it very clear.
So, and that's Bradley who...
Bradley Oliver, yeah. And I also work with Christina Cortese. Work with Christina a lot. She's been really great with the organization. She'll call us for different pets and things like that, and if we're able to move them and get them out. In fact, I think we just did on Friday. We took a little chihuahua named Corky out, and he already has found his home. So
oh,
look
good.
At that.
And now, when you adopt an animal out, you just don't say, yeah, stop by and pick it up.
Correct.
You kind of do a screening process here.
We kind of do.
You're picky as to who gets your pets.
You know, I don't know. I can understand how a shelter is not able to do that because the magnitude of animals they have.
Right.
They don't have the manpower to do what they do,
right.
Nor can they move that many animals. We don't have that many pets and things where we can be making sure that not only is the breed, the age, the temperament of the animal going to work in a home, is
right.
it going to work with the pet existing in the home?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times the two pets don't coexist and you
right.
end up getting the animal back.
Yeah.
So we try to eliminate all that. We really want it to be the forever, that this is kind of it and stuff. So, yeah, we do. We do some home safety checks and checking fences and things like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so we go out and we visit for a while and, yeah.
Now, your other sister, Lynn's lived here, but your other sister didn't, but now she moved here.
She did. She moved here from South Bend, Indiana.
And
oh,
all
my
of
gosh.
A sudden, she's involved in Saint.
She is the person I spoke to. My sister, at one time in her career, was a teacher of elementary children. So who better would I take to head up the education program for the Saint organization than my own sister?
Wow.
So Karen, her name's Karen Moscato, and she worked up the curriculum, and we went and spoke to the school supervisor because, of course, everything must be checked and make sure before you can ever talk to children.
Exactly.
And things, and he loved it, and the principal loves it. And has invited us back every time. So she does head that program up for me.
Fantastic.
Yeah. You got to utilize everybody, Larry. You know that, don't you? I know you know that.
Yes, I do. I do. My wife helped with our Kiwanis Kids Expo. She was checking people in and taking their money.
You got to take everybody.
You do. You do. But you're fortunate, though. Your sister moves here. And loves animals the way you do.
She does. She loves animals. It's a passion of hers. We've attended many of the Best Friends conferences together, which is a yearly event, and it's where people from all over the world get together, and we talk about animal welfare issues and find how we can, as a large group, make a difference.
Okay. And you work a lot with the other cities and the county also?
You work a lot with any of the humane societies. You know, you have Western Arizona Humane Society and Kingman and Havasu, so you definitely work with them. And another thing you work with are what's called breed-specific rescues. I don't know. A lot of people aren't aware that there are breed-specific rescues.
Really?
So when you're looking for, let's say, I love German Shepherds, and that's the only kind of dog I want, and I want a German Shepherd, you don't need to go to a breeder, and you can go to a breed-specific rescue, and there's many of them locally, and you could put in German Shepherd, and you could find actually a wonderful, beautiful German Shepherd in need of a home, and you could save a life and still get the breed you're looking for.
Okay. Give us a phone number for Saint for those that are involved.
It is, and it's a new one, so write this down, 928-985-0663.
Okay, 663.
Yes.
All right. And give us a phone number for Don Williams Jewelers in case people
928-763-4400.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Gail, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for asking me. That was so cool.
All right. We'll be back after these messages. Trying hard to recreate what you get.
She musters a smile for his nostalgic tale. Never coming near what he wanted to say. Only to realize it never really was. She had a place in his life. He never made her day twice.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
National Notary Association member, founder Las Vegas Chamber of Adobe Acrobat User Group, Veterans First Program member, Mr. Eugene Williams is the trusted and reputable source for your business admin. Eugene Williams Consulting is offering unique and solution-oriented support for your business presence in Nevada, way below the standard rate. Eugene provides mail forwarding, free notary public, licensing, posting compliance, Nevada agent registration, and more for just $50 a month. Don't get behind in your business needs and go to EugeneWilliamsConsulting.com.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
The stores and outlets inside the Laughlin Outlet Center offer savings of up to 70% off every day. Up to 70% off the brand name things you really want. Take in a new release at the Stadium 9 Cinema. There's something for everyone at the Laughlin Outlet Center. I'll see you there on Casino Drive, Laughlin.
Be at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Shagru's, the most uncommon restaurant and bar you've got to experience. Give your friends a call and join them at Shagru's Wednesday nights. What makes Wednesday night Shagru's night? How about half off any wine on Shagru's wine list with any dinner entree? Known for their Wine Spectator Award of Excellence year after year, Shagru's takes pride in their wine collection. Shagru's, the seat with a view, located on the island next to the London Bridge, open 7 days a week serving lunch and dinner. Shagru's Restaurant and Bar.
Come taste the wonders.
Come taste the wonders.
Working in the medical field? It's the fastest growing profession in the tri-state. If you or someone you know is working in or starting a career in the medical field, trust the folks at Anything Medical to provide quality scrubs, shoes, and professional equipment, all at the very best prices available. And be sure to remind your patients to visit Anything Medical when prescribing orthopedic braces, shoes, wound supplies, respiratory aids and service, or any home medical equipment. Anything Medical, 2350 Miracle Mile Way in the Riverview Mall. Visit Anything Medical today.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.